I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistani believers remembered a dark day in history this week. On September 22, 2013, Taliban terrorists blew themselves up outside the All Saints Church as people were leaving a worship service. The blast killed 100 believers and injured hundreds more. TWR President Lauren Libby.
It was kind of unprecedented at that time. Since then, there's been even more persecution for believers in Pakistan. But you know what? God is still moving in this country.
Radio plays a critical role in reaching Pakistan for Christ, especially during COVID-19 lockdowns. Life isn't easy right now, but gospel programs offer encouragement and hope.
Pray for people in Pakistan and that whole region, because I'm telling you, these are serious, serious times, economically, politically, and from a religious standpoint.
At least 1,000 Hasidic Jewish pilgrims have turned back to Israel after being stuck between the border of Ukraine and Belarus for several days. Thanks to differing COVID-19 restrictions, Belarus let them through, but Ukraine did not. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says Jewish communities have lived in Ukraine for almost 1,000 years, but that history has often been a difficult one, filled with persecution.
Some of your listeners might remember Fiddler on the Roof and the Soviet pogrom. They were trying to move Jews out of Soviet territory, and so along with the many Jews that were killed, there were a lot forced out at the time.
Through local churches they support, SGA ministers to many Jewish communities in Ukraine. Mock says these believers are passionate about sharing Christ with Orthodox Jewish people. Please pray this ministry will bring many to Christ, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.